in this bulletin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison monitors for COVID-19 symptoms, a sharp rise in COVID-19 hospitalisations in New South Wales, and in cricket, Glenn McGrath tests positive to coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms after a positive case attended his press conference on Wednesday. The outdoor event at Kirribilli House was held when Mr Morrison announced a snap national cabinet meeting. Reporters wore face masks, and under New South Wales health guidelines, Mr Morrison does not need to isolate or take a PCR test for coronavirus. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister says staff are acting in line with authorities' instructions after changes to quarantine were made at Thursday's National Cabinet meeting. There has been a sharp rise in COVID-19 hospitalisations in New South Wales, with the number exceeding 1,000 for the first time. 1,066 people are being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, which represents a tripling in under 2 weeks. The number of people in intensive care is 83 patients. In the last 24 hours, the state recorded 18,278 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says there is an urgent need to improve uptake of the booster shot.
Over the next few days, access opportunities should increase with GPs, pharmacists. Our clinics have been operating throughout this period. So please, it is easy to book online, but if anyone you know is having trouble, please help them get that booster shot as soon as possible.
South Australia has confirmed 2,298 new cases of COVID-19, up almost 200 cases from the day before. There are now 82 people in hospital, which has doubled over the weekend. 7 of those cases are now in intensive care. It follows 11 incorrect COVID-19 test results being sent out to people on New Year's Eve due to an IT issue at SA Pathology. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state has improved available hospital beds across the system, but highlighted his concern that a number of children were catching the virus. Tasmania has recorded another 404 fresh COVID-19 infections, while the number of people in hospital with the virus has grown to 3. The figures represented a slight decrease on Saturday's daily case tally when 428 were recorded. Overall, there are 1,219 infections. On New Year's Day, Premier Peter Gutwin says high vaccination rates mean Tasmania would not be heading into lockdown or closing its borders. But he did advise caution to travellers, reminding Tasmanians and visitors if they contracted the virus or became a close contact while away, they would have to isolate at their own cost. The Federal Urban Infrastructure Minister says that Labor needs to come clean with the true cost of building a planned high-speed rail and whether it'll mean higher taxes. The opposition is proposing a link between Sydney and the Hunter as a first step to fast rail, with plans to provide $500 million funding for early works in the project. But Minister Paul Fletcher says his Liberal National Government has a track record of delivering infrastructure projects, such as the Western Sydney Airport development.
Our approach when it comes to rail, as throughout our approach to infrastructure, is to work through detailed business cases and proceed with projects that make sense. What we've got here from Mr Albanese is nothing but an election stunt.
In sport, Glenn McGrath has tested positive to COVID-19 just days before the SCG test. The McGrath Foundation, which helps pay for nurses supporting breast cancer treatment, says the former paceman is in good health and that it looks forward to a pink ashes. He has helped to develop a fundraising drive to support patients with breast cancer. McGrath is isolating at home, but there is hope he could test negative in time to attend day 3 of the SCG test. And now for the weather for tomorrow. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, much the same, and 19. Canberra, a shower or two, and 30. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, also cloudy, 29 degrees. Brisbane, cloudy as well, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 37. And Darwin, a possible storm, with a shower, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.